March 31. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us, therefore let us keep the feast, with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, 1 Corinthians 5:7, 8. In Leviticus 23 we read about the seven feasts of Jehovah which were shadows of coming events. The first feast was the feast of the Passover, signifying the death of the Lord Jesus Christ as the Passover Lamb. Secondly, the feast of unleavened bread, when for 7 days the Jews had to eat unleavened bread. Leaven is a symbol of sin because a little leaven can leaven the whole lump. In the same way, one sinful thought can defile the whole body. The Lord wants us to become like unleavened bread and He desires to impart divine nature to us. Thirdly, the feast of the first fruits, which speaks of the power of resurrection. Just as one grain of seed when it dies brings forth many grains, the Lord's death has made many righteous. Fourthly, the feast of the Pentecost, which signifies that men of all classes are equal. By the Holy Spirit we are baptized into one body. The fifth feast was the feast of blowing trumpets, when the people had to blow the trumpets for 7 days. This speaks about the importance of the preaching of the gospel in the whole world with great power. Sixthly, the Day of Atonement, showing how people of all classes can become righteous. Seventhly, the Feast of Tabernacles, revealing to us the truth that the Lord wants us to reign with Him one day. The Old Testament offerings could not make the children of Israel perfect by practices, customs and rituals. Only the holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross makes anyone holy. Another great blessing of the efficacy of His precious blood, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw new. Hebrews 10:19-22. By the power of His blood we can go into the holiest any time, for any need. The more we appropriate His high priestly ministry, the more we enjoy boldness in His presence. Verse 21. By His sacrifice, He has broken the middle wall of partition. Whenever we fail to enjoy this boldness, we have to search our hearts, confess our failures and get ourselves cleansed in His precious blood. Then we enjoy great boldness in His presence again.